Hi, and welcome to Muhammad and Paige's third podcast discussion on how to lie in statistics. In this chapter, in this installment of our series, we're going to talk about chapters 5, 6, and 7, and what happened in the chapters, and have a little discussion on the topics introduced in the chapter. I'd like to begin by talking about chapter 5, and this one was about mostly graphs.
No, no.
But here, Paige, why don't you begin?
Okay. So this chapter is basically about how people manipulate other people when it comes to graphs, and it basically just summarizes how to manipulate a graph so that a person can believe in one thing, but actually it's just a whole other topic, and how people will look at a graph and think that something is good, but really it's worse than it looks, or something like that. And it's basically just how pictures really can manipulate people and whatnot. And so Muhammad, did you ever have any incident where you've seen a graph, or you were deliberately confused about what it's trying to say, or
I've seen a couple times, even with statistics, our class, sometimes with standards, I kind of get confused with the graphs, because sometimes our teacher, he'll give us a graph, and then he'll ask us to interpret the graph, or change the graph, or do something, make your own graph, and then you'll be confused because of the overall graph. But I overall, in real life, I've seen it also because, let's say, you can look how something's overrepresented and say this graph is if you look at a paradox, basically, in statistics, when you see a graph is overrepresented, if you look at admission standards, say there's a graph about a medical school, and it shows how many women were rejected, how many males were rejected, and if you take the whole graph and you just focus on the part where that all the females were rejected, then clearly people are gonna say this medical school is so incredibly competitive. But on the overall, if you look at the overall graph, you can see how it's just a big graph, and that kind of relates back to the paradox aspect of this, because it's correct in a way, but people can use it to manipulate you. It's saying that it's competitive, but clearly it's not, because more people get in and it's not really competitive. So that's another way of looking at it.
Okay.
How about you, Paige? Have you had those things too?
Yeah, I have. I've seen a lot in newspapers when they're trying to just prove a point or whatever. I've seen a lot of this stuff happen in court cases, when they'll just cut off half of the axes and present it on a big screen and whatnot, and just be like, "Yo, this is what happened when you do yada 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 yada." So yeah, of course. I think everyone, and once in their life, seen a graph that has manipulated them. So I mean, but you don't realize that it's that you're being manipulated until someone tells you it is manipulation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I believe everyone once in their life seen a graph that's just been oh really, but and just believe, and the graph just tells you a whole other thing, but you believe,
Yeah.
And one thing. And so what I have before me is a graph and stuff like that. So what do you think are some things that you've seen or you would do to manipulate a person?
Well, I don't think the person who's listening to this can't really see it, but
yeah,
it's sort of like a graph where it goes up down up down up down,
it's a line graph.
Yeah, an inconsistent graph. It's a line graph. And if you look at say 2010, and then you look at, it's the highest point.
Yeah.
And then say this graph is about people who buy Coca-Cola, like in the other chapters.
Yeah.
And you know, if you just look at that part of the graph, you can say, wow, everyone's buying Coca-Cola. But if you look at overall, you can see how the highs and lows, the zeniths and the plateaus, and how they go up and down. And you can really see, like you say in 2007, how low it was, and people. But you don't see that because only 2010, you can see how high it was with that many people being, you know.
Yeah.
Buying those things.
But, the ways that I've seen, with line graphs is that, most people would, always change the axes. Mm-hmm. Always, almost always. And, they would cut, half of the graph. The graph goes from 0, 25, 50, 75, and 100. Yeah. And so, the highest point is 100, and the highest point for the other line is, it goes up and then it goes down. But I would kind of cut it at 50, mm-hmm. so you would see just the top half of the graph, and you'll just cut off the lower part because the more you show if you look at anything and you see the whole graph and then. Your eyes can honestly see the graph going up, traveling up, and honestly see the lines traveling down.
Yeah.
What your reaction would be is like, oh my gosh, like that's such a drastic change or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why you know usually they just cut it off. But obviously people manipulate information in graphs all the time,
Yeah.
So do you think this should be illegal?
No, because it's math and I don't think it should be illegal because it's...
I got a question. So say if you want to buy certain underwear. And, you know, it's on the graph, it's comparing the brand underwear to just regular underwear.
Yeah.
And you see that the graph is cut off a little bit, but for some reason it looks like the name brand underwear, it looks like it's kind of higher than the regular brand.
Yeah.
And you go out and you try the brand on,
yeah.
and it's itchy. And scratchy and just irritating you, you'll just get a whole other perspective.
Yeah.
You'll have to honestly go out and try out the product.